Give it to the Lord. Oh, what about with Mama Christo?
Christo.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you. Have your seat. You are my interpreter tonight. I pray grace of God upon you. We will work it out together, okay? Okay. Most Reverend Bishop S.N. Mensah, PhD. We want to appreciate
you
for holding on to the vision of Dada Mensah. At the time that the Mensah was here, this was a wooden structure in which the Holy Ghost Convention, Holy Ghost Festival was manifesting in those days. Even some churches died. Then you want to talk about a program of a founder which was transformed into what we see as Giant Conference today over the years. For you to see this program still running year after year tells us that it has become a portal where God meets his people supernaturally
yearly.
And you and Emeritus Very Reverend Victoria Mensah, we want to appreciate you,
Mama Vic,
for this great work that is touching lives. This week, as we converge in-house and online across the world, we are appreciating this vision. This dream. Believing that we have an opportunity again this week to experience the power of God. And want to say, God richly bless you. Can we have a seat? I want to thank the area superintendents in-house and online, all our district superintendents in-house and online, all our pastor spouses in-house and online, and as many who have gathered in-house and online, God is about to open our eyes.
Amen.
To the foundation of this week's exercise and assignment, and believe God for a miracle.
Amen. Yasof mpenyu fu awabe shiemu ha anyone a washe yen e wa abe fufidie son asofo ne omoyere no mu afede asofo manyina yenyina mimama kwaba.
I begin on the theme dimensions of the supernatural.
Akwa hura urade to me mu.
Dimensions of the supernatural.
Akwa hura e we urade to me mu.
When you go into scripture, God sometimes will establish categories around which things manifest.
A
category, but out of that one, many things can happen. So tonight, as we begin on the journey, dimensions of the supernatural, I want you to understand that when you go to 1 John chapter 2, verse number 16, let's take note of this.
1
John chapter
2,
verse number 16. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world.
See, na ne won yina ewo yase, ehunam akono, eni akono, eni ni pada sene ye bra ye boa ye full say e ye tumi no, na enyinina e fi ye radin na kupon chain, nansu e yase mu.
Father, take over this session and open understanding and let the word of God be real to us. In the name of Jesus. Now, you will realize that the three things I mentioned in this verse are categories. Any sin in the world, and sin are as many as the human beings on earth. So if you have 8 billion human beings, you're talking about over 8 billion sins. And all those sins are under these three categories. Anything you will mention is placed under either the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, or the pride of life. So there are categories that bring forth many sins into the world. Do you get that?
Okay.
Now, as we talk about the dimensions of the supernatural in various dimensions is placed also under three categories.
The
category of faith, the category of anointing, and the category of glory. And these three things I have mentioned, tonight I will be concentrating on faith as a dimension of the supernatural. Are we ready to go? Ready to work it out? Can we go? Okay. Faith. What is faith? What is faith? Hebrews 11:1 will say that faith is the substance of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen. So faith is a substance. Faith is tangible. We say tangibility of faith. So faith is something you can touch. Faith you can feel. Faith is something you can experience. And if it is tangible, if it is of substance, it's not of tomorrow, it's not of the future, now.
Is somebody
here? Faith, when you talk about faith, it's not hope. If you talk about faith, it's in the realm of God. God is in eternity, we are in time. Is somebody here?
Amen.
I said, God is in eternity. He works within the realm of eternity. And then we are within time. And because he's in eternity, he does not need time to do things. Are you here? That is why if you have faith in him, time does not matter. It doesn't matter how things are delaying. When this God comes in, the situation can change even now because faith is now. The past and the future can be compressed into the present and you will call it now. And if you can have faith to touch God, a miracle can happen right now. Before you step out, it can happen. Now, we started by saying that faith is the substance of things hoped for. That's Hebrews 11:1. Are you getting the point? Now, let's work it out. Faith is a language. Faith is a currency. The way you will be born, the most important thing a child will need after birth is to learn a language, to be able to communicate. Is that not it?
So, if
you want to begin with faith, one thing you must understand is that faith is a language.
And that language is the only language God understands. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. So if you want to identify with God and for God to work in your life, you need to understand the language of faith. It's a language you must learn. It's a language you must understand, because that is the language God understands in order to manifest his glory in your life.
So because
faith is a dimension of the supernatural, and we are beginning with faith, you will have to understand that language. Number two, faith is a currency. Every country has a currency. There's no country, a sovereign country, without a currency. That is the medium of exchange. So if you want to be happy in the country, you must work for the currency of the country. And in our kingdom, we don't eat cedi, we don't eat dollar, we don't eat euros. The money of our kingdom is the currency of faith. And this currency is higher than any other currency. You are talking about dollar cedi. The faith you have is a currency higher than dollar.
So
if you become born again, the way you get preoccupied to learn a language in order to communicate in a particular world, the way you preoccupy yourself with working to get a currency, when you step into Christ, the disciple journey is to help you appreciate and understand the medium of communication, the language of faith, and also to work for the currency of the kingdom, the currency of faith. If these two things are with you, where are you?
Now say a GDA no, yebe boy ya homo den si yebe prenia ye juma no se nebe ya yebenya GDA a ejina o mesika no.
Because in the world we find ourselves, the world system have not been designed to favor the believer. Brother, sister, there is nothing in this world that has been designed to favor the Christian. Take time to analyze how the world is run. There's no room for the believer.
Now, one casa, Bomodia said, Obeshe, Nekosu, Yasi, Hona Obehu say, Ye Christopher, one casa, no, ye didn't.
The world have tried to push God out.
Yasa, Bomodia say, or Chin, Yankupon, Akon Chain.
Of every facet of life and the systems of the world, there is no room for the believer.
Now, you say, yeah, what you are singing now, ye Christopher, ye chef, find him.
So, if you don't understand the language of God, which will connect God into your situation, and the currency by which we operate, you will live a miserable life here on earth. So in an environment like this for 1 week, we are trying to key into the language of God, get enough currency that we need in our kingdom, and we will shake the other aspects of the world that is against us.
Nan shemu say no, ye boy ye humo den si ye benya say sika ye gidie no, se ne be ya afofron so ensa beka.
There are a lot of things that the world put in place. Without it, you can't succeed. So you go into interview and they say, these are the criteria, these are the things, these are the things. But there are things that God can do in your life. And the person you went to for employment will end up needing you to survive.
Now, you are saying she say, yeah, yeah, and you're Christopher, you're Chef Animono, a Benu Baby, so it's a GDNA, and also Bab Wow, Emma Wenya was
saying, the world system has no room for the believer's progress.
Now, say, Christopher, you're Cosson, you are saying, on yes, you say, Emma.
So, God expects the believer to develop the language of faith and have enough currency of the kingdom. So that when you step out, no matter what the system does against you, in the name of the Lord, when they think you need them and they frustrate you, The next moment, they will realize that they rather need you to survive.
Amen. Enti ati ti a ye Christopher ye femu no ehia se ye benya gidie a ejina ho e ma eni sika se na be ya yensusu yensu yetime ahya ejina ye o wa shishe ni.
You cannot speak the language of faith, have the currency of faith, and a human being in a world system will frustrate you. It doesn't happen.
Na obi eni ho betime atete o emra wo wo gidie eni hum sika no.
Because when things were tough in Israel, and the heavens were shut, Elijah has the language of faith. He has the currency to exchange for goods and services. The medium of exchange, he has it. So when he connected to God, God said, move out. And at the brook of Cherith, he had access to water. And God said, I have commanded the ravens to feed you morning and evening. That is beyond the world system.
Na we a bro near nipa edwin ho esan say Irade ehyemwa o wana wotu efa ewiemu na womre eduane.
Abraham and the wife were barren, and by the language of faith and the currency of faith, what the world said is impossible became possible.
Now Abraham and his Sarah, when you now when you say Gideon no, and he says Sikano, Emmanuel any hono ebeyeho.
So the specialist doctor says that your wife cannot have children again.
Now, yes, we're on to me and whoop my beam.
And after the last checkup, the woman was so discouraged after going to see the doctor and came back and said, Papa, it's not going to work again.
Now, Obana Bemubuye and also son, she said, Papa, wait, dear, and to me, near you, my beam.
But God told him that I am going to, by the currency of faith, the language of faith, produce a child through you. And if it is God speaking, why will you doubt him? Tonight, may you begin to develop a language you can communicate with God in the midst of all the confusion, all the attacks, all that the world does against the believer. May you begin to speak the language of faith. When men are cast down, you will say there is a lifting
up.
They said the world economy have crashed. And said, we don't live by the world's economy. We live by the economy of heaven. I will supply your needs according to my riches in glory. He said, I will supply according to his riches in glory, not according to Ghana government economy. What you need is the currency of faith to exchange for goods and services. Currency is a medium of exchange. If you have it, you can buy anything. I
say,
if you have faith, you can buy anything. If you have faith, you can produce anything. If you have faith, the world cannot frustrate you because God will always step in and make the difference. The world have no room for us. So we can't succeed by their system. We have a system of God. And that system is above all.
Then
somebody said, learn the language of faith.
Then
somebody said, work for the currency of faith. By this you will overcome. Some Hebrew boys were camped somewhere. The enemy was trying to use them. And they said they are going to test them. They put their curriculum down and they said, this is the school curriculum here.
Said,
is this how you do it? They
say,
yes. We don't fit into this. Do you want your head to be chopped off? Papa, that's not it. We belong to a group of people whose language is different, whose currency is different. They seem not to understand what you understand. You always need them. Which people are that? They say, we are the people. You. Okay. The curriculum is this. Can you allow us to bring our God into the picture?
This one
is dangerous. The system you have entered, do you understand how it? He said, no, we know it's difficult. But you can test us. And the Bible says, after testing them, not according to the world system, but according to the God of heaven's system. When the result came, the students were 10 times better. 10 times the distance, the gap, the gap is too much. It means the best of their system was the lowest of our system.
The gap
was too wide. 10-point difference. May God begin to teach you the language of faith. And when you work, may you work for the currency of
faith.
Don't ever, as a believer, live in this world and think the world have room for you. They don't. The world don't have room for you. Get it tonight. This week, we are in the house to see God. This world have no room for the believer.
You
can think through the world and how they run it. People have pushed God out. How does it look for?
How does it look?
And if we want to go by their system, in the first place, they don't have room for you. So how are you going to be happy here?
The
Hebrew boys who understand the language of faith and have worked out the currency, medium of exchange of the kingdom of God. When they stood, the king himself realized that no. These are too much. That's one. When we talk about Joseph. By the time they brought him out of prison, he has gone through the process, have manifested the language of faith, and established within the currency of faith. By the time he interpreted the dream, the king says, no, there's nobody in this kingdom that can do what you are doing. You needed me in the past. Now I need you to survive. May God grant you access by the system of the kingdom of God. They may not make room for us, but by our God, we will make a difference in our generation. People will go and return and say, Anyeye. We will go and return with results because our God is on our side. They say it's impossible. The Bible says, with God, all things are possible.
So I say,
that is the language. They say it is impossible. They say it is impossible. And you look into the event, I don't operate by the system of the world. With the system of the world, it is impossible because you live in time. In the system of my God, he lives in eternity. Eternity is higher than time. With him, all things are possible? All things are possible. They say, we don't need you. You look into their face, you tell them, with my God, tomorrow by this time, you will need me. Tomorrow by this time. The commander, the aide-de-camp, the military detail of the king said, even if God opens the windows and it rains today, what you said cannot come to pass. He said, with my God, it is possible. He said, for you to challenge the voice of God, the language I've spoken is beyond the earth. The currency I have can buy anything. Because you are doubting it, and it came to pass, tomorrow by this time, there was abundance in Israel. Why? Because of the currency of faith. They say it's not possible. Somebody from the presidency confessed that this thing you are talking about, it is impossible. They say, with my God, it is possible. Faith is now. If you have the language of faith and the currency of faith, there is nothing in the earth that you should be worried about. Within 24 hours, the world can change for you.
I said, within
24 hours, your whole world can change. Pastors, listen, pastors. The Bible didn't say my house will be called a house of preaching.
It
didn't say my house will be called a house of worship.
It
said my house will be called a house of prayer. Because out of prayer, that language can be released. And what you are worried about will end in 24
hours.
When you enter a supermarket, the medium of exchange is the currency of the country. So when you don't have that currency and you enter, you go through the shop and you are window shopping. Hey, iPad, iPhone 15, minya. You go around, and you come and stand by the counter and say, what do you want to buy? Well, I'll come again. You don't have what it takes. Another person does in some shorts. You don't respect the person. He comes and he's picking the thing. And the more he picks the thing, and you are looking at the figures on the thing, he says, hey. Then he keeps carrying the things and so now, instead of you getting out, you want to see what will happen. You go around and the person have carried all this and get to the counter.
We'll do.
Then, is that all? You say yes.
They
press the thing. $100,000. Because he has a currency, he pulls his black card. They swipe it. If you have the currency of faith, you will not be stranded. You will not be stranded. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let me take you to some few, because of time, some few thoughts on faith. Number one, faith is the now, because God dwells in the now. God does not need time to do things. In the supernatural, the past and the future can be compressed into the present, we will call now.
Na ne see and right any and then nana dachin unites me pointing in anno near case beba sisia.
Faith is not in the future because faith is not going to be tomorrow. Faith is what?
GDA and yeah or china I was say yes see ya.
Number two.
Yet also me you know.
Faith originates from God.
GDA F Iraden Chene Baye.
The Bible says that have faith in God. Mark chapter 11, verse number 22. Have faith in who? God. And if you have faith in God, so what you are desiring is a currency you can exchange for.
So Jesus
answered and said to them, have faith in and if you have that language, you have that currency, why will you be stranded? Number three. Faith perceives the unseen. Isaiah 46, verse number 9 to 10. It says he determines the end from the... So he can see beyond your current. Number four. We all have a measure of faith. We are supposed to grow. So he gives you a measure to become born again. And out of that experience, you are supposed to grow your faith. So it's like a mustard seed. The mustard seed must not remain a seed. You plant it and it will grow. So the nature of your faith is that you must grow your faith. Grow in the language of faith. Grow in the currency of faith. And when you step out in the world of engagement, things become easy for you. The world has no space for you. But with this currency, with this language, all things become possible.
So what say GDA? Now what say Sikana? Bibi Piara to me a year old.
Number five.
It's also known.
The impossibilities become possible. So you must have appetite for the impossible. Number six. In the realm of miracles, the power of faith, the power of God is faith. So if you want to see miracle, the power of God in seeing miracle is to have faith. And if you have faith, all things become what? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Number seven. Faith operates beyond reason. Faith operates beyond reason. Faith operates beyond reason.
So,
when you wrap your head around the situation, it doesn't look like. But if God steps in, it becomes possible.
That's what it means.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So now I've highlighted some few things of faith. Let's go to the other part. I've established the foundation of faith. Now let's look at faith and conscience. That's the problem. Immediately you start operating, believing God for something, the devil comes in and starts interfering by reminding you of the impossible, giving you a language of it cannot be, the family you are coming from, your experiences in life. And as you keep going around within those thoughts of the enemy, you are weakened. Then you find yourself in the court of God. And in the court of God, you meet the accuser. And he's going to tell you a lot of things that will tell you that it is not possible. The reason why the thing is not going to work, he will go to God and start narrating that. We want to look at that. Faith and conscience.
Revelation 12:10
to 12 talks about the accuser of the brethren. Is that not it? Then Job chapter 2, 1 to 7 talks about the devil appearing when the children of God are gathered. Is that not it?
Okay.
Now, prayer warriors, are you here?
A
lot of you are prayer warriors. All of us are supposed to be prayer warriors.
So,
how many of you heard that when we gather, prayer warriors are beginning about to lead prayer, and they said that, well, we want to pray because when the children of God gather, the devil is there. Even in heaven, the devil was there. Have you heard it before? I'm here to announce to you that the devil has been banished in heaven. He has no access to any place in heaven except one. And the only place the devil has access to in heaven is the court of heaven. And he's given access to the court of heaven because he's standing there as an accuser. And if he's going to accuse you, he must stand in that court. So God cannot kick him out of the court as an accuser. So he's permitted to come to the court of heaven. And surprisingly, when he enters the court of heaven, all the argument he will put out, Jesus will refer him to the cross. I don't know which argument the devil will present in that court that the answer has not already been given.
So
the devil to frustrate your conscience, to limit you, to weaken you, that what God wants to do in his children's life, in your life, cannot happen. Even that one too, Jesus has conquered. So with him, we can say, with him, all things are
possible. No time for no bonnie home than say or better to ya no now soon in mono say radio woman bibi biara a we pay.
Anything the devil will raise against
would you be out of it to me about.
If you are not born again, then I will be sorry for you. But if you are a child of God, your conscience has been the issue of your conscience before God has been addressed. The blood of Jesus have settled it. Your conscience is clean under the blood. You have taken communion. You have prayed and fasted for 40 days. What is it that the devil will raise in the court of heaven that your conscience will disturb you? I declare freedom.
Amen.
In conscience, freedom.
Amen.
In mind.
Amen.
Freedom in life.
Amen.
Declaring that you step out of this convention, out of this conference, and reflect on the limitations of the devil. May God grant you an upper hand over every power of darkness.
Amen. Erade enya wukunim difo e wo bia na sitene biara wo mu no erade ema wundin kunim wo mu.
The fourth one is faith and results. Faith and results. James chapter 2 verse number 14 to 17, quick. James chapter 2, verse 14. James, what does it profit, my brethren, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Can faith save him?
If I saw Ben anyway, so.
So there is something God will look out for when you say you have faith. Your acts must show that you believe that what you are experiencing, God can do something about it. Let's look at Mark chapter 2 verse number 3. Interesting story. Mark chapter 2 verse number 3. Then they came to him, bringing a paralytic who was carried by four men. And when they could not come near him because of the crowd, they uncovered the roof where he was. So when they had broken through,
breakthrough,
they let down the bed on which the paralytic was lying.
Next.
When Jesus saw their faith, the man is weak, cannot talk, is in a paralyzed situation. He doesn't even know what was going on. But the friends believe that when they get to Jesus, a miracle will take place.
So they are broken through.
Now, what they did, when Jesus saw what they did, the Bible says he counted what they did as faith. Their act was a result of the faith they have in Jesus. So when Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, "Son, your sins are forgiven you." And some of the scribes were sitting there and reasoning in their, you know, they are reasoning in their faith is not about reasoning. It's a language. It's a currency. If I understand the language and I have the currency, when I walk into the shop, I can buy anything. So in the realm of miracle, what you need is that language of faith and the currency of faith. And the miracle will take place now. So we have understood the place of faith. We understand the frustration the devil wants to bring to your conscience before the court of heaven, and how even that one too cannot stand because of Jesus. And number three, we have also understand that the things we do in the presence of God can let God see either we are of faith or we are of no faith. There was a drought in a village. Drought. There was drought in a village. Ope. You understand Ope?
Yeah.
Harmattan.
Harmattan, yeah.
Okay. So after the Harmattan was over, still it was not raining. And the chief organized a deba and said, we don't know what is happening to our community. Then a prophet said that he will want to lead the community to pray.
And
the man of God said that we want to pray for the rains to come in the village, and they will stand on the mountain to call on God. When they started the walk, there was an old lady with an umbrella. And she was not using the umbrella. He was just holding it.
And I said,
"Won't you use the umbrella?" I said, "Oh, no. Actually, I carry the umbrella because the man of God says that when we go to pray to the God, rain will fall. So I have my umbrella."
So
the old lady knows that this God they are going to call upon, there's going to...
So they
climbed the mountain, they prayed for 3 hours. And all of a sudden, the clouds start gathering.
And
the man of God says that, God says that he has heard our prayer. So before we get home, it will rain. Immediately, they start descending the mountain. The rains began. And old lady was with her. If you say you have faith, it you show in the things you do. Men of God, children of God, we call on God, we say we have faith. How are we behaving? May the God of heaven this week help you to understand the language of faith. May God help you to have the courage to buy anything in this house. As we prepare to receive Dr. Wingham tomorrow, Tuesday, Professor Cordier Wednesday and Thursday, and the most reverend will climax on Friday. Just prepare with this foundation that something will happen in this house and on online to the glory of God. Rise on your feet. Begin to thank God. Just 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 celebrate the goodness of God. Celebrate the goodness of God. Just celebrate the goodness of God.
We give you
now what you wait. It's going to be awesome.
Give you glory, Jesus.
Have faith, have faith, have faith.
Yeah,
with God, all things are possible. Yeah, have faith.
Be
have faith.
Yeah,
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 have faith.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you are online,
so we'll show you,
you are in-house. When I was speaking, I said that he gives us a measure of faith, and out of it, we grow our language, we grow our currency, and we are able to receive anything from God.
Nah.
Even when the world has no room for you, you are able to stand, and they end up depending on you instead of depending on them. I want to give you the opportunity to hand over your heart to God. Here this week is going to be packed in-house online. You want to pray this prayer after me and prepare for this week. If you are here like that online, just pray in your heart. Declare it with your mouth and see what God will begin to do tonight. Say, Lord Jesus, I've come to understand the language of faith. I've come to understand that as I struggle for various currencies to live, there is a currency of the kingdom that supersedes all other currencies. Because I'm connected to the God that lives in eternity. With the language and currency of faith in this earth realm, I can stand anything. I give you my heart. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness. And let the supernatural begin work in my life. Write my name in the book of life. Make me whole. And let this encounter leave indelible marks in my life. I declare it done.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Still keep standing. Most reverend will be making some serious declaration over us. And we will be prepared for a week of encounter after this foundation of faith.
Amen.